Welcome, welcome to day two of the adventure. Today we continue with the theme of hope, and we'll be thinking about some little ways in which we can bring hope to others. And in doing so, maybe we bring a little hope to ourselves. Are we ready for continuing the adventure? Hope, what is it? Hope, it's positivity, it's optimism, it's belief that things can get better. It is a belief in our own capacity to make life good for others. It is hope in the things we have faith and trust in. To mention three little ways in which we can share hope with others. Each year, the Church of Scotland runs a stamp appeal supporting some of its world mission projects. And particularly as a few more cards will be coming through the letterbox, each with a stamp, can I encourage you to do that little thing? Just save the stamps, keep a wee border around them, keep a wee pile of them in an envelope or whatever. You can drop them off at any of the churches around here. Maybe you know of other churches and organisations near you where they will be able to collect stamps, perhaps for other purposes. But a little money can be generated and it can be used to bring hope to others. More details about the church's stamp appeal are in the details down below. Another Church of Scotland wing would be Crossreach, which is the social care arm of the Church of Scotland, and able to share in many ways in caring for some of the vulnerable folk in our community. Care homes for the elderly. There is much work in terms of drug and alcohol addiction, support and rehabilitation. And Crossreach produce a calendar each year along with some Christmas cards, and you can visit the Crossreach shop at shop.crossreach.org.uk. Again, details are in the description below here on YouTube. A few days ago, I caught up with Leslie Achim, one of our church members at Acarico Church, and she is involved in the work of a small charity supporting people in Kenya. And it was a joy to catch up with her. Hello, Leslie. Great to connect with you. Thank you for joining me as part of Adventure 2022. And this week we're journeying with the theme of hope. And I know that you are involved with a charity supporting some work in Kenya. Can you tell us a wee bit about that, Leslie?
Yeah, certainly. Thank you, Donald. Yeah, I work for a charity working in a really small rural village in Western Kenya, and it's called ISFM Dreamland Mission, and it's a Christian charity, and it's run by Kenyans. So it started in Kenya because an incredible Christian man had a dream or a series of dreams, and I work for a UK charity which was set up purely to raise funds. So it's run by Kenyans, and we send money for, you know, specific projects that happen. There is a school, and we sponsor children through their education in the school. And very importantly, they get fed when they go to school. They get three meals a day in school. And there are lots of community projects. So we, for example, set up families in beekeeping so that they can harvest honey that they can eat as an incredible food source, but also sell to make money. And the biggest part of the organization is a mission hospital. And that gives free care, which is really important in Kenya because people have to pay for care unless they can get their documents which give them insurance. So lots of people would otherwise be have to pay for care and travel a long, long way to do it. So the hospital is a real blessing to the community and a really important hub as well.
So very, very practical care and help that is bringing hope to so many people. You mentioned that you're directly involved with the fundraising side of things. Mm-hmm. And I know that there are some Christmas cards that have been handmade in Kenya that are available. Can you tell us a wee bit more about how people can find out about that and order Christmas gifts and cards and support the charity in that way?
Yeah, certainly. So we have, I don't know if you can see, some Christmas cards here. And the angels were hand-drawn and painted in Kenya by a man in the village and his little boy. He helped. I think his little boy stuck the stars on the top. And then they were brought back here and we put them together with cards and in packs. So there is a pack of eight for £6 of these. And then also we do a series of gift cards, so that we call them gift for life cards. And this is where you can buy a gift for someone you're going to give a Christmas gift to here, but it benefits someone in Kenya. So, for example, this one is sports equipment. So it says, I bought you sports equipment, and it is for children in Kenya. And it's a gift card. And on the reverse, you can write your own little message. There's some information about the charity. For those people who've got everything and don't need anything, these are an amazing blessing. They certainly give an incredible amount of hope to those people in Kenya, and the money goes exactly where it says it's going to be. So if you buy someone a school uniform, it buys a child a school uniform. If you want to buy a toilet for someone to be built a toilet, they will get a toilet. And that doesn't happen with a lot of organizations, and that's really special with ours. So we've a whole range from £5 to £100, and you can find out more about these and buy them via our website at Dreamland Mission, or if you contact me, if you're on the peninsula, I can sort you out some on there.
Excellent. We'll pop the details in the description below for the website and Leslie's contact details if you are here on the West Highland Peninsulas. You, I know, are very active at the church in Acharachol along the road. Tell us a wee bit about what's going on around there, particularly in terms of children's and family ministry.
Well, yeah, we've started up kind of little I'm going to say Sunday school because it sounds a bit formal, but maybe kids' church. Some weeks in a haracol, it's difficult to do it every service, but we're trying to do something for the children where we take them out into the chalet and have a bit of time where they can learn about God on their level, because it's brilliant for them to be in church, and they're certainly in the service at the beginning and the end. But for them to have teaching on their level, I think is really important, especially the little ones, because they do just tend to get bored times in church. It goes over their heads, and they don't get it. So
Advent and Christmas time is it's a family time. Some people say sometimes, oh, it's all about the children. Well, it's all about everybody, the whole family of God. And it's great to hear of those things that are happening. What are you looking forward to about Advent and Christmas time?
Do you know, I always really struggle with Advent, because it really should be a time where we take stock and follow the journey and spend time with God. But at the same time, it is the busiest time of the year. And it is really hard to be at peace in this time where we have so many pressures, and it's not only buying presents, but it's everything that happens in the community and at church and at school. There's so many things to do. Even at home, we want to make mince pies, we want to make a cake, we want to make, you know, and that stuff is all really special, but it does tend to get a bit overwhelming. And I really struggle with just finding space to think about what the point of it all is. Mm. And every year I kind of think, yes, I'm going to really, you know, just try and find a few minutes to follow the journey, because otherwise we get to Christmas Day and it's kind of, oh, right, okay, this is it. And then it's gone again. And
absolutely. Kind of just, yeah. So, and that's, you know, through Adventure 2022, so much thinking of that, about how we can actually be more intentional about living that life to the full with hope and peace and joy and love. Next week, when we are focusing on peace, one of my guests is Manoj Krishna, who has founded the Human Wisdom Project. And although not from a religious point of view, he will be speaking about how we can find peace within ourselves in order that we can share something with others. And one of the ways we do that is in our giving and our interest through charities such as you have been sharing with us. Final question for you, Leslie. Have you got a favourite Christmas carol?
I do. And I'm going to give you two, because I don't know if you'll know one of them. So my very favourite, I don't know if it classes a carol, but there's a song called Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. And it is set to Beethoven's Ode to Joy. And it is a beautiful song. And the band Rend Collective do a beautiful version of this. And it's special because Beethoven is one of my favourite composers, and I think it is an incredible piece of music. And it's also special because our third child, Grace, was born just before Christmas. And that song was just very special to us as a family at that time. That was kind of, you know, new baby in the house. And so if you don't know that one, then Silent Night. I adore that one too. So
brilliant. Excellent. Must have a look at for that song from the Rend Collection. We won't be able to include it in the podcast because of copyright issues, but I'm sure it'll be there on Apple Music, Spotify, and whatever. And we can put a wee link in the description for you. Leslie, thank you so much for your time talking about the work in Kenya, the fundraising, and your engagement in the local churches here. And thank you for reminding me of the music of the Rend Collection. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
And if I may see you again before, but have a wonderful, a wonderful Christmas when it comes. And I hope that Advent hasn't been too hectic, and there have been moments to be still and to be calm. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Leslie, for sharing that information about the charity work in Kenya and for the mention of Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. The link to Apple Music is below and you can listen to it if you use Apple Music. I'm sure it's available elsewhere. I also wanted to mention that along with the daily videos, which will also be available as an audio-only podcast, there's an optional extra if you wish to have a wee bit more interaction with others as we share this Advent journey. There's a Facebook group. It's called Adventure of Faith and Life. Kept it generic, not tying it into Advent, and we may continue through 2023. But again, the link is in the description below, and you can join that private Facebook group and make your comments and contributions to our Adventure 2022. Same time, same place tomorrow, each day by 4 o'clock, either live or available from 4 o'clock. Bye for now. Hope you enjoyed this episode of Adventure 2022. Please like, share, tell your friends, subscribe to the AKSM Parishes YouTube channel. Make sure you don't miss an episode. The adventure continues every day until Christmas Eve. May hope, peace, joy, love, and all God's good gifts be yours today, tomorrow, this Advent season, and always. Be blessed. Be a blessing.